Oh, no problem. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's it.
Coach,
well, let's not talk about the result yet. I thought we started the game well. We were moving the ball at a good speed, good weight, keeping possession well, and we were recovering it well. And then we sort of lost our way a little bit in terms of when we won it. We were just either playing the ball 2 seconds too fast or 2 seconds too slow. And we didn't, you know, we started to give up possession. Of course, you have to defend more. And, you know, I think on that, we went into the half 0-0. But I was really concerned with the speed at which we were playing at. Our intensity was not what it should be. In the second half, again, I thought we were recovering the ball well. All credit to the back line and the goalkeeper. I thought they did a good job in recovering the ball. I just felt we were just really nervous in possession, made some hurried decisions. And even when we got into the attack, you know, the attack was hesitant. It wasn't as flowing as I would like.
First clean sheet.
I think we have been constantly improving defensively. The only blip was the result against Calvary last Wednesday. But we have been progressing defensively, and we have been working towards actually getting a clean sheet. First one for the season, I think we are a bit happy about that, but just disappointed that we didn't take our full 3 points today.
Stephen, a couple of big saves from your goalkeeper today to keep the game at is that just what you expect from this kind of guy?
Yeah, that's his job. I told him from the first time I met him, if you make saves that you really shouldn't save, we could win games. He kept us in that game, gave us a fighting chance.
Thomas, a couple of good looks today for you. How do you think those played out for you? What would you have done differently?
How did you sort of see things? It's easy to say it after the fact. I think one of the chances I should have taken it a little earlier instead of trying to chip it. And just capitalize on the chances that I get.
Now, you played, let's see, you were here a couple of months ago to play against Juan. You sort of personally know, I know 15 guys on that team. So York has really grabbed about 4 guys from Juan, and you would have played against them last year too. So is there anything you could tell the coach or tip them off, this guy shoots this way or that way?
That goes with knowing the players. So, of course, you're going to give the details that you know about the player just so you can get that little bit of an upper advantage. It's just part of the game plan. And I'm sure they look at the films and they see the same things that I tell them. So.
Steven, a young striker up front getting some chances for you guys. How do you sort of work with the chances that you guys are creating and make sure that's
I can get them close to goal. I don't. I can't score. I can't make the final pass. But, you know, I think at times our game has been about wide penetration. We have been unfortunate in the sense that Scobie was injured for a long period. Pereira is still injured, and Karuma is out, which, you know, sometimes, you know, you can understand the players thinking, well, you know, how the goal's gonna come. We're now gonna be depending on one or two players to get the goals for us. But you just have to keep plugging away. I think we're starting to show at times that we have a good little understanding. Scooby plays differently than Perea. But when we don't have certain players in the lineup, I think he plays further away from the penalty area than I would particularly like. But you know, we just don't have the players that could get him the ball in those areas where he's actually most effective all the time.
Along with Karuma, you know, Perea Cubieres, we've seen also on the ground with him. Is there a timeline for their returns, or what sort of the situation?
I wish I had an answer for that, to be honest with you. I'm getting a little bit frustrated. I think the medical team is working as hard as possible. Without them, we have a very young team. I think we only had two players out there over the age of 25 today. So, you know, we're working with what we have. I can't really worry about players that are not available to me. That's the medical team's job.
Jean-Michael, one more. A big touch from Peter Schaller to scoop that ball away from Luka Gasparato there and prevent Portland from finding a goal line. What did you see on that play, and how big is it for the team to have a guy?
Since first meeting Peter when he came in, I knew right away he would be a main piece of the puzzle here. For someone who has not played professionally before this, I think he's doing a good job. He just sees a lot of the plays and he has the ability to make the plays in the crucial time. But again, it comes with the group as well. I think defensively, Matthew has come in and done well. Langwa has done well. Bona has done well. So we have a really good, solid back four. And they've all been working to get the clean sheet. And finally, it came today. As I said before, we just kind of disappointed we didn't leave with the full 3 points today.
It's comforting for sure. You only get to see them once in a while, so you want to have a good performance in front of them. But it just kind of eases the pressure a little bit.
So, you know, I've noticed a lot of members of your team have been trained by Tobago, for example. And I've also heard a lot about the experience in Halifax and the welcome the city of Halifax has given to the Wanderers. So what is it like being able to play within that experience and having that welcome?
I hope I don't get killed for saying this, but Halifax is the best city in Canada. The only problem I've been having there is just starting to warm up. but outside of that, it's been good. Our fans, again, I hope I don't get killed from the other fans for saying this, but we have the best fans in the league, structurally, from the management team, the president, everybody, straight down to the players. I think the only thing missing is us to kind of consistently get those performances in. So, again, we're just trying to make the Wanderers ground into a fortress, trying to make it really difficult for teams to come there and play. And it's been a really nice experience so far.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.